In American courtrooms, anyone accused of a crime is supposed to get a lawyer. That guarantee is meant to assure that all defendants get effective representation. But commentator David Feige admits that today's public defenders don't always do a good job.
In an infamous decision some years ago, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals refused to overturn a death sentence for a man whose lawyer slept through much of his trial. I've never actually slept through a trial. I tend to stay awake, even during the boring parts. But the fact that I manage to stay awake doesn't mean I'm always effective. Public defenders are not just underpaid. We're chronically overworked. In my office, lawyers handle about 400 cases a year, and we've got it good. A few years back, I did over 1,000. And amid the clamor of clients, mountains of motions, and constant court dates, some things are bound to get lost, often to the detriment of my destitute clients. Mercifully, many judges are sympathetic to these occasional lapses. They will often give a hard-working lawyer a second or even a third chance to comply with a motion schedule missed or a notice improperly filed. But when an overworked attorney runs up against an unsympathetic judge, an indigent client often pays the price. In a landmark decision 40 years ago, the Supreme Court decided that if the government was going to try and put you in jail, you had the right to effective assistance of counsel. It's the ruling that led to the creation of legal aid and public defender offices around the country. And though we've got the assistance of counsel part covered, we do occasionally have trouble with that pesky effectiveness issue. Over the years, courts have obligingly lowered the bar on what they consider effective, so that even a dozing lawyer will often pass muster. This, of course, is no good for anyone. Not for the lawyers whose professional standards are reduced to the complexity of the average driver's test, and not for the clients who are in desperate need of counsel's effective assistance. The laws evolve this way for two reasons. First, there's a terrible shortage of good people willing and able to defend the indigent. And second, because judges want to limit issues that can be appealed. They don't want a bunch of people saying, "I was convicted because I had a bad public defender," no matter how true that claim may be. And it's because the judicial system is so eager to overlook our errors that it occasionally falls to the failing lawyers to call attention to their own inadequacies. The simple truth in my profession is that sometimes the only way to save a client is to destroy yourself. This act of public self-immolation is hard, and only the best public defenders are willing to do it. Everything I learned in law school goes against it, but when my mistakes can cost a client his freedom, and he's powerless to assert my failure in his own defense, then all I can say is this. Your Honor, my failure to file that motion mortally wounds my client's ability to mount an effective defense. I'm telling this court here and now, I've been ineffective. Any competent counsel would have filed that motion, and I just didn't. Please, Judge, assign this man a decent lawyer.
The comments of David Feige, a public defender in the Bronx.